A very good morning to all of you.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Today is our extra congregational meeting.
今天有那个特别会有大会。
Thank God for this combined worship service.
感谢主有这个联合的崇拜。
I want to share with you on the topic reaching out to one another, and the text is taken from Galatians chapter 6.
今天早上要与大家分享这个加拉太书第六章，的题目是向众人行善。
The sermon topic and text are derived from our church team this year.
这个讲题和经文是从这个教会的主题而来。
I trust by now you are aware of it.
相信大家都知道这一点。
Let us look at verse 10 again.
让我们再去看第十节。
And the verse reads, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
第十节说，所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
The verse exhorts us to do good to all men,
这个经文劝勉我们要向众人行善。
And our good work should be done especially towards fellow believers.
而这个善行应该向众弟兄姐妹而行。
When do we do good to others?
我们要向什么时候、什么地方来向弟兄姐妹行善呢？
The writer says, as we have therefore opportunity.
这个作者说到，我们当有这个时机的时候来行善。
The wordOpportunity is taken from the Greek word kairos.
这个时机是取自希腊文 kairos.
It is the same word translated as season in verse 9.
这个是与第九节所讲的这个时机是一样的。
Here it means opportunity in the sense of seasonable time and appropriate time to do something.
就是说在一个适当的时候来做某些事。
And in this context,We are told to do good works in appropriate time.
所以在这样的上下文里面，我们被勉励要在适当的时机来行善。
Therefore, the exhortation is not merely to do good to others when the opportunity presents itself, but to look for opportunities to do good to others.
而这段经文勉励的不是说我们遇到时机来行善，乃是来寻找时机来行善。
So the main emphasis of the church team reaching out to one another is to do good work.
而这个教会的主题的重点就是向众人行善，就是向行善。
And this is based on the Bible text.
就是根据圣经的经文。
This morning I want to touch on the good works based on the first 10 verses of chapter 6.
今天早上我们要看加拉太书第六章一到十节。
Now, before that, I want to mention what I preached on the past two Sundays in the Chinese congregation.
在我没有讲到之前，我要再提到上两个主日在上中文崇拜里面所提到的这段经文。
We have started a series of messages on the church theme.
我们开始了这个一系列教会主题的这个传讲。
And I want to briefly highlight what I've said.
我很简短的来分享我所说过的。
On the first Sunday, I share on why do good.
第一个主日我分享到为何行善。
The motive for good works is the nature of God.
这个行善的动机是在于神的本质。
God is good and whatever he does is always good.
神的本性是良善，所以他所行的也是良善。
We are created in his image and likeness.
我们是为他的形象和样式所造。
Thus, we are created to do good works.
所以我们为行善而造。
Paul says this in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10.
保罗在以弗所书第二章十节这样说。
For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的为要叫我们行善就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Since God has created us and ordained us to do good works,
既然神已经创造我们来定我们行善，
it is therefore sin against God when we fail to do good.
所以假如我们没有行善就是得罪了神。
And James in his book chapter 4 and verse 17 tells us,
在雅各书四章十七节有说到，
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
那里说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Good work does not save us, but good work glorifies God.
善行不能够拯救我们，但是善行是反映对神的荣耀。
The Lord says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16,
主在马太福音五章十六节说，
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Now last Sunday I spoke on why do good especially unto them of the household of faith.
上个主日在中文崇拜有提到为何要向主的一家来行善。
Here the Apostle Paul is referring to the church.
那里保罗所提到的是教会。
The word especially implies two things.
那这个字特别就讲了两个方面的意思。
跟当。
应当是两方面的意思。
The first implication is in the area of choice.
这个第一方面是讲到我们在选择的范围。
We deliberately choose to do good to fellow believers than others.
我们特意的来选择向主内的一家来行善，过于向众人。
Second, we should do more good works toward fellow believers than others.
第二方面是像是说我们要做更多的善行，向着主内的一家，过于向着众人。
Therefore, in doing good works, we would always be making a biased choice.
所以在行善的时候，我们要特别的有一个选择。
This is exactly what Paul told us to do.
这就是保罗所特别的来提到的。
He says, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
他说，就当向有机会就当向众人行善。
Now, what is the primary reason for this exhortation?
这个勉励的主要原因是什么呢？
The primary reason is God's love.
这个主要的原因是神的爱。
God loves the church.
神爱教会。
He gave us his son.
他赐给我们他的爱子。
Jesus Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
耶稣基督爱教会并且为教会舍己。
We are redeemed by the precious blood of God's son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是为耶稣基督的宝血神的儿子所救赎。
I want to read to you from 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
在彼得前书第一章十八到十九节说，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流忘虚妄的行为，不是凭这能坏的金银等物，乃是凭这基督的宝血，如同无瑕无疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
Since the church is a precious entity in the sight of God,
既然教会是在神的眼中是看为宝贵，
We shouldTake effort to preserve the purity and the unity of the church.
我们要特别的努力来保守这个教会的纯洁和合一。
We should see that it is everyone's responsibility to reach out to others.
我们看见这是每一个人的责任来向众人行善。
So that the church, the body of Christ, may be edified.
所以教会为基督的身体可以得到帮助。
Love constrains us.To reach out to one another with good deeds.
爱激励了我们来向众人行善。
I want to read to you from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18.
我要读约翰一书第三章十六到十八节。
And here John tells us of the importance of loving in deeds and in truth.
而这个使徒约翰告诉我们在这个爱的付出是重要的。
1 John chapter 3 verses 16 to 18. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
在约翰一书三章十六到十八节说，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。主凡在世上有财物的，看见弟兄缺乏，却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
How do we reach out to one another in the body of Christ?
我们在主的身体里面如何来向众人行善？
Galatians chapter 6 tells us to do certain things.
加拉太书六章叫我们做某一些事。
And they are clearly stated in the verses.
在这个经文里面很清楚的记载。
I want to bring out three things.
我要带出三方面。
Firstly, reach out to those who are overtaken in faults.
首先就是向那些被过犯所胜的来行善。
Verse 1 says, Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness.Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
第一节说，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Now let's look at the verse part by part.
我们以一部分的看法来看这段经文。
The first phrase is, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault."
第一节说，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜。
Now we are talking about believers here.
我们是讲到信徒。
The Greek word for overtaken means to be caught by surprise.
这个希腊文的这个为过犯所胜是被这个意外所惊讶。
Paul in the text is telling us of a person who out of his weakness commits a sin.
保罗在这段经文告诉我们，一个人出于他的软弱而犯罪。
We have a responsibility to reach out to them.
我们有这个责任来向他们劝勉。
We seek to restore them to the fellowship of the church with meekness.
我们要以温柔的心劝他们回转到教会来。
In other words, in dealing with a brother who sinned out of weakness,
我们要另外一句话说，就是对于弟兄们是因着软弱而犯罪。
We are to deal with them in gentleness.
我们要以温柔的心来对他们。
This is the meaning of the word meekness.
这就是这个温柔的心的意思。
The lesson here is this: we reach out to the ones who are overtaken in faults.
这个教导我们就是我们向那些偶然为过犯所胜的来劝勉。
This is a good work.
这是一个善行。
Paul deems it a good deed when we restore a fallen brother.
保罗看我们向一个向挽回一个弟兄来是看为这个善行。
Remember the context of verse 10 is in verse 1.
让我们看这个第十节的这个上下文呢，是在第一节。
So verse 10 tells us to do good to all men, and especially to those who are in the household of faith.
十节说我们要向众人行善，特别是主内信徒一家的人更当这样。
And the context of it will be in verse 1, and Paul says that doing good.Includes restoring those who have fallen.
保罗说，这个上下文呢，就是保罗所说，在第一节，我们行善是包括挽回那些被过犯所胜的弟兄们。
Therefore, our effort to restore a fallen brother is a good deed.
所以我们要挽回一个犯罪的弟兄是一个善行。
Now, secondly, Paul says, "Ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness."
另外一个部分就是说，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
The condition for reaching out to them who are fallen in sin is our spiritual state.
我们这个要挽回有过犯的弟兄的条件，就是我们的属灵状况。
Paul says, "Ye which are spiritual."
我们保罗说，你们这些属灵的人。
A spiritual person is one who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, who seeks to grow in the knowledge of the Word of God, and purpose in his life to keep the commandments of God.
这个属灵的人就是那些已经认识接受耶稣基督为个人救主，并且在神的真道上面成长，并且呢也愿意在他一生的生命里面来遵守神的命令。
We ought to be living in this state of our spiritual life.
我们应该是在这样的属灵的状况里面而活。
However, we sometimes walk out of line spiritually.
但是有一些是我们可能呢偏离了这些偶尔。
This is when we need someone who is spiritual to help us to get back in the line.
所以我们就希望有其他的属灵的人能够挽回我们过来。
So my question is, are we spiritual?
我的问题是，我们是否是属灵的人呢？
Now the third part of verse 1 says, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
然后第三部分的这个第一节呢，又说你又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
So Paul warns us that while we are helping someone who has fallen in sin, that we should do it with carefulness.
所以保罗劝勉我们要挽回一个犯罪的人呢，我们自己必须也当小心。
He says, "Lest thou be tempted."
恐怕也被引诱。
In other words, we may end up.Committing the same sin.
就是说我们也可能犯同样的罪。
It is very easy to condemn Peter for his cowardice in denying the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是很容易来责怪一个人他不认主。
Frankly, how many times have we failed to confess him before men?
但是我们有多少时候是在主的面前不认主呢？
Paul wants us to take heedLest we fall into the same temptation and sin.
所以保罗劝勉我们要小心，免得我们掉入其中的试探和罪。
So this is the first way in reaching out to others.
这是首先一个方面来向众人行善。
We want to look at the second way of reaching out to others.
所以我们要看第二方面来向众人行善。
It is found in verse 2.
这是在第二节的说到。
Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
就是说，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Here Paul exhorts us to reach out to those who are overburdened with problems and cares.
保罗在这里劝勉我们要向那些过于负重担的人来帮助他们。
So he exhorts us to bear one another's burden.
保罗劝勉我们要彼此互相的担当这个重担。
Now I want you to note here that the second way of reaching out to others does not have a condition.
这个第二方面的谈到呢，不是只是讲到有这个条件。
The previous point I say is that the condition must be we must be spiritually minded so that we can help others.
我们刚才所提到的第一方面是说，我们要帮助弟兄们，自己本身必须是属灵的人。
But here, in the second point, we see that Paul did not lay a condition.
在这第二方面里面，保罗并没有排列下这个条件。
That means you do not need a certain spiritual qualification to help others.
就是说，你不需要有这个属灵的一些标准来帮助其他人。
You do not require special training and preparation for the task of reaching out to those who are overburdened with problems and cares.
你不需要有一个属灵的训练或者是装备来帮助那些被自己的重担所累的人。
It is a ministry for everyone.
这是对每一个人的这个事工
，not reserved only for pastors, elders, or other church leaders。
不只是限于教会的领袖、牧师、长老或者是领袖们。
It is a ministry for everyone who is willing to do it。
这是每一个人愿意所要行的这个事工
，reaching those who are overburdened with problems and cares。
这是帮助那些被重担而思虑所累的人。
I want you to see that there are two different kinds of burdens。
我要弟兄姐妹看的是两方面的这个重担。
Now look at verse 5。
我们看第五节。
Here Paul says, "For every man shall bear his own burden."
第五节说，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Now it seems that verse 5 contradicts verse 2.
看起来第五节好像跟第二节相反。
So very apparently there are different kinds of burdens.
所以表面上看这个是有两方面的重担。
In verse 2 we are exhorted to help bear the burdens of others. And in verse 5 we are instructed to bear our own burdens.
在第二节说我们要担当别个人的每个人的要彼此的担当重担，第五节却是说要担自己的担子。
Paul uses two different words for burden.
保罗用两个不同的字来形容担当、担子。
In verse 2, the burden he is talking about are the excessive weight which a person could not bear by himself.
在第二节所说的这个担子是过于一个人所能够承担的一个担子。
And in verse 5, the burden he is referring to are the one which we are able to bear.
在第五节所说的那个担子呢，是说我们所能够承受的这个担子。
They are our responsibility to bear these burdens.
每个人都有这个责任来担自己的担子。
Let me give you an illustration.
我要给你一个来形容。
In the book of Proverbs, the writer talks about a lazy man who will not use his hand to put food into his mouth.
在箴言书里面讲到懒惰人，他不愿意把懒得连用手放食物在自己的口也懒得做。
He expects to be fed.
他期望别人来喂他吃。
Now I will not help him.
这样我不会帮他。
But if his hands are incapacitated, I will be willing to feed him.
但是假如他的手是无能为力的，我可以愿意来帮助他。
So the instruction to this man is bear your own burden.
所以这个教导就是要担自己的担子。
However, the burden of verse 2 refers to an overwhelming load, an impossibly weight for one person to bear.
而这个第二节所讲的担子，就是超过一个人所能够承受的这个担子。
It may represent any of these things: sickness, calamity, personal loss, financial difficulty, a failed marriage, family problems, career setback, or the death of a loved one.
而这个过于一个人所能够承担的一个担子，包括了这个突然间来的灾祸、个人的这个损失，或者财务的危机，或者是失败的婚姻，或者是家庭的问题，或者是工作的这个被裁，或者是丧失这个亲人。
I believe many of us would have experienced one of these things.
我相信许多人都经历过在这某一方面的这方面。
In such occasion, we hope that someone could help bear our burden.
在一个时候，我们希望别人能够与我们分担。
So the exhortation of Paul here is to reach out to these ones.
而保罗的勉励就是向这些人来行善。
May the Lord help us to be such a burden bearer.
愿主帮助我们来分担别人的担子。
Now, I find it significant that Paul does not focus on what the burden is or where it comes from.
有一个我们要注意的就是保罗并没有注重这个担子是什么或者是从哪里来。
That doesn't seem to matter.
这个并不是最重要。
What matters is that when you see your brother or sister staggering under a heavy load, you drop what you are doing, go help him or her bear that load.
重要的一点就是，当我们看见我们的弟兄或者姐妹在挣扎这个重担所压，挣扎的透不过气的时候，我们是不是愿意放下自己所做的来帮助他们呢？
Now I said just now that there's no need a spiritual qualification to do this.
刚才我所说，在这方面不需要属灵的这个资格。
When you are willing to give your time and energy, you could do this ministry.
你愿意付出你的时间还有你的力量，你可以在这个事工上面参与。
The terrorist attack on the World Trade Center in New York City on the 11th of September 2001 will be remembered for a long time.
在这个2001年911事件恐怖袭击的事件会被人所纪念很长的时间。
It will be remembered for the crime perpetrated by the terrorists and the many lives lost.
这对这个许多人的攻击，有许多的生命丧失，是许多人所纪念的。
It will also be remembered for the heroic acts of many common people.
也会有许多人纪念在这平凡人所做出这个英勇的行为。
A man by the name of John Abruzzo, was paralyzed from waist downward.
有一个人叫做约翰，他是瘫痪了。
He was working on the 69th floor of the South Tower.
他是在这个南部的大楼呢，69楼那里工作。
When the second plane attacked the South Tower,
当这个第二部飞机攻击这个南大楼的时候
，many scrambled to evacuation.
很多人呢，他们就在要去疏散，紧急疏散。
But nine persons, eight men and one woman, stayed behind to help him.
但是有九位呢，就是包括八个男士和一个女士呢，留下来帮助他。
They brought him down floor by floor.
他们从每一层楼一层楼的这样把他带到楼下。
They eventually make it out of the building before it collapsed.
他们在这个大楼倒塌之前呢，能够得以把他救出来。
These nine persons saved one life.
这九个人呢，来救了一个生命。
They reached out to their fellow colleague.
他们向他自己的这个人来行善。
Were the nine afraid for their lives?
这九位他们是否害怕生命失去
？They were.
他们也害怕。
Did they feel that they were held back by the burden?
他们是不是觉得被这个重担所累呢
？They did.
他们也会。
But they chose to do what a human being should do.
但是他们选择一个人所应当做的来做。
Therefore, reaching out to others who are overburdened should be a deliberate act of ours.
所以向众人行善，向那些被重担所累的，是我们应当来帮助的。
And then I want you to see the third part of verse 2, and it says, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
我们看这另外一部分的第二节，就是说就完成了基督的律法。
Now what is the law of Christ?
那基督的律法是什么呢？
It is the law to love one another.
就是要彼此相爱的这个律法。
The Lord Jesus says in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another.
在约翰福音第十三章第三到四节那里说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么爱你们，你们也当怎么样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
So the test of discipleship is this, love one another.
而这个门徒的这个考验就是要彼此相爱。
We come to the third way of reaching out to others.
我们看到第三方面如何来行善。
Let's look at verse 6 of Galatians chapter 6.
我们来看加拉太书第六章六节。
Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things.
在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人。
Now this verse clearly tells us there is a special relationship between the student and his teacher.
这个经文告诉我们关于这个教师和学生的特殊关系。
In the New Testament, teachers are highly regarded for their job.
而在新约，这个教师是被人所尊重的。
The Chinese has this saying, "Once a teacher, forever a master."
中文有一句话说，一日为师，终身为父。
This saying shows the honor accorded to teachers.
这样的说就是来尊重这个教师。
So Paul says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things.
所以保罗说在道理上受教的当把一切器用供给施教的人。
Now how do we apply this verse?
我们如何来应用这段经文?
First,
首先,
I want you to see the commonest application.
我们要来看这个很普遍的这个实应用。
Many Bible scholars have taken the word communicate to mean the sharing of finances by those being taught in the word with those teaching the word.
许多圣经学者把这个原文这个交通呢把它的意思形容成在财务上帮助供给那些教导话的人。
That is, the pupil has a financial responsibility to the teacher.
就是说学生在这个财务上对这个老师有这个责任。
It is certainly a biblical principle that those who teach the word are to be supported by those who are taught.
这是圣经的原则，就是那些受教的人当支持那些教导的人。
If you look at Paul's instruction in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 14,
我们看见保罗在哥林多前书第九章十四节也这样说。
Even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live off the gospel.
主也这样命定，叫传福音的靠这福音养生。
And then Paul shared on how the Philippian Christians provided for his need.
保罗也分享了腓立比教会的基督徒如何来供给他所需用。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 15, he says,
在腓立比书四章十五节说，
Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only.
腓立比人啊，你们也知道我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
So this is the commonest application of verse 6.
这就是在第六节里面所讲的很普遍的这个应用。
Next, I want you to see the meaning of the word communicate.
接下来我们要看这个受的这个事情原文是什么。
Now the word in Greek is the word fellowship.
在这个原文呢，希腊原文的意思就是来团契、交通的意思。
And then the word instruction is the word to teach.
而这个教导呢，就是指示呢，就是来教导。
Therefore, the meaning seems to be those who are taught from the word should fellowship with the teachers who are teaching the word.
就是说在那些道理上受教的人应该要跟教导的老师有这个沟通交通。
Now I know many of us would understand this and realize that the teachers and the students should have good fellowship.
我相信我们大家都知道老师和学生应该要有很好的交通。
But as a pastor, I say that this area is sometimes lacking.
我要说的，身为牧师，我要说这方面有时候是缺乏的。
You are listening to my preaching this morning.
你今天听我的讲道。
Now, I represent the rest of the pastors say that we long to have fellowship with you.
我代表其他的牧师说，我们很渴望与弟兄姐妹有这个交通。
Now, personally, I feel that verse 6 meant fellowship more than financial support.
我相信这个第六节所讲的这个交通是过于这个财务上面的这个供给。
Let me say this.
让我这样说。
Some pastors say they are very lonely.
有的牧师说非常的孤单。
I try to understand what is implied in their words.
我要明白他们所说的意思。
You know, they are busy preaching the word.
他们很忙于教导这个圣经的话。
And they find that they do not have enough time to get down to know the congregation.
他们也许没有这个时间来了解、明白、认识这个他的会众。
So I say, we long to have fellowship with you.
所以我可以说，我们很渴望与弟兄姐妹有这个沟通。
So it comes now to my third point.
所以这就来到我们第三方面的这个讲道。
The greatest encouragement to pastors and missionaries.
就是对牧师和宣教士的很大的这个鼓励。
Is to spend time to have fellowship with them.
就是花时间与他们来有团契。
We seek your fellowship.
我们寻求你的团契。
Your fellowship in the gospel is our greatest encouragement.
你在这个福音上的同工就是最大的这个鼓励。
Now the work of preaching the gospel and disciple making is not just for pastors and missionaries.
而这个传福音和这个做门徒呢，不是只是教会领袖的责任。
The Great Commission is for all believers.
而这个大使命是对着所有的信徒。
It is our duty to evangelize.
我们的责任就是来传福音。
So we should be doing this work of fulfilling the Great Commission together.
我们应该是做这个工作一起来同工的。
And this is where we can have mutual encouragement.
所以我们这就可以有这个彼此的这个勉励。
The conclusion of my message.
我要总结我的信息。
If you read in Matthew chapter 25, and verses 32 to 40, in this text we are told,When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, he shall judge the nations.
总结呢，我们看马太福音第25:32-40那里说，人子要在他的荣耀中降临，并且要审判列国。
I encourage you to read this text when you go home.
我勉励大家来看这段经文，当我们回家后。
All people will be gathered before him.
许多的人都聚集在他面前。
He will then separate them into two groups.
他要把他们分成两边。
The Bible says that the vision will be like unto a shepherd dividing his sheep from the goats.
圣经说这样的分开呢，就好像一个牧人分开他的绵羊和山羊一样。
And we are told that the sheep are rewarded because they have done the things mentioned in verses 32 to 40.
我们看这个绵羊呢受到奖赏，因为他们为在这个马太福音25:32-40里面所做的。
Now I think it's necessary we look at this text so that we can have a context of it. Listen to Matthew chapter 25:32.
我们来看马太福音第25:32。
Let me read verse 32. And before him there shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered,And ye gave me food, meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. And I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in?Or naked and clothed thee, or when saw we thee sick and in prison and come unto thee. Verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
在马太福音第25章第 三十二节那里说，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了你们给我吃，渴了你们给我喝，我做客旅你们留我住，我赤身露体你们给我穿，我病了你们看顾我，我在监里你们来看我。一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了或在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，你这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
So the Lord says, if you have done this to the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me.
所以主说，你坐在我这弟兄中最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
We thank God for our salvation.
我们为神所给我们的救恩感谢他。
But in the day of judgment, we will be judged by our works.
当审判的那日，要为我们所行的来受面对审判。
Do we have good works?
或者我们是否有善行呢
？Or our works are burnt like hay, wood, and stubble?
或者我们的善工作就好像草木禾秸被烧去呢
？The Lord says, if you have done these acts on the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me.
主说，你坐在我这弟兄中最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
Who are the least of the brethren in a congregation like this?
在我们这个会众里面，谁是那弟兄中最小的呢？
Obviously, the Lord is not talking about little children.
很明显的，主不是讲到小小的孩子们。
So I believe that he's talking about those who are of low status.
我相信主是说那些处在这个最卑微的地位的人。
Those among in this congregation who are less significant.
在我们当中的最微不足道、最不受注意的人
，somebody whom we are not aware of Sunday after Sunday，
有些人可能是我们一个主日的没有注意到的。
But the Lord says, if you have done this act on the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me。
主说，你既坐在我这弟兄中最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
I said all earlier on that good works.Glorify God.
早些时候我说到这个善行荣耀神。
And we should be doing good.
我们应当来行善。
To all men and especially to the believers.
对向众人行善，特别是信徒一家的人。
I hope this year's theme.
希望今年的教会主题。
Provoke us to do good to one another.
激发我们来对彼此来行善。
May God help us to glorify Him by our good works.
愿主帮助我们来以我们的行善来荣耀神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们为你的话语感谢你。
We have adopted Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 as our theme.
我们来取自这个加拉太书六章十节来做教会主题。
Challenge us and provoke us to do good work.
激发我们来帮助我们来做行善。
With this one primary motive.That is to glorify you.
我们所做的这一切都是为了来荣耀主。
May you be glorified in our midst.
愿主在我们当中得荣耀。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.